And while we await Thursday morning's release of the redacted Mueller report, Democrats are trying a different approach to get President Trump's tax returns. Two House committees issued subpoenas to Deutsche Bank, which has maintained a relationship with Trump for two decades, sometimes when other banks wouldn't. And Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is defending his new status as millionaire. NPR's lead political editor Domenico Montanaro is here. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there, Robin.
So the House Intelligence and Financial Services Committees are not only going after Trump's records at the German bank, but also documents from other banks that could possibly be tied to money laundering by individuals in Russia and Eastern Europe. We know New York's attorney general issued a subpoena last month to try to get information on loans to Donald Trump. What is everybody looking for?
Well, first of all, this has been something that Democrats had hoped that Republicans would look into back in 2017. Maxine Waters, who's now the chairman of the Finance Committee in the House, had asked Republicans to open an investigation into Deutsche Bank and their ties to Trump and potential money laundering. But they didn't act. So now that Democrats are in charge, they've decided that they're going to push through with some of these subpoenas. The one to Deutsche, Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, says is a friendly subpoena because they've been cooperating with the House Intelligence Committee. And I think more broadly, this is a sign that Democrats are not going to be pulling back anytime soon on the investigations into President Trump and whether or not that goes into his finances. Obviously, they're going to go down that road, something that Trump had said would be a red line for him if the Mueller investigation never went there.
Well, meanwhile, Bernie Sanders, when he ran for president in 2016, he released a year of tax returns. Yesterday, he released 10, and we found out his best-selling book put him in the 1%. But he was unapologetic yesterday when asked about this at that Fox News town hall in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Let's listen.
It's a bestseller, sold all over the world, and we made money. So if anyone thinks that I should apologize for writing a best-selling book, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it.
But Domenico, you know, he's getting criticism from within the party. And one wonders, really? You know, because the Republican candidate for president will be a billionaire who hasn't released any tax returns. Is there a little mountain molehill going on here?
Well, I don't think it's really that controversial, to be perfectly honest. I think that Bernie Sanders might be making more of it than Democratic activists or have been. I think that reporters who Sanders has seemed to be, kind of upset with even asking about it, have been asking for tax returns like we do with everybody. Mm-hmm. And there is an irony that should be pointed out in the fact that he rails against millionaires and billionaires for the last 40 years or so. He's always been one of the least wealthy members of Congress.
And still is.
He writes a book and is incredibly popular, does very well, and is able to kind of cash in on that 2016 bid and for at least a couple years made over $1 million. Didn't last year as those royalties kind of declined a bit.
And we just want to mention that NPR has a new campaign finance tracker out. Bernie Sanders is ahead of the pack there, and we will link people to it at hereandnow.org. You've got 20 seconds. You want to give us the big takeaway?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Sanders and Beto O'Rourke are clearly the two biggest grassroots fundraisers in the Democratic field right now, and we're going to see if the other candidates can catch up.
Yeah, Beto O'Rourke, worth $10 million. Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
You're so welcome.